This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And we have a peddler's report for those of you who love to fish up close and personal out of kayaks and canoes and piros. And Captain Eric Mohabarak, who is one of the very few charter captains who takes people out in kayaks, supplies everything they need, joins us now. And Eric, I got to tell you, man, Massey's is going crazy with these discounts. Are they on a model change, a year model change? Is that why they're reducing all these kayaks?
Yeah, I think they're getting ready for the fall. I know they got a huge sale coming up. I think it's going to be pretty much everything in the store is going to have sale prices on it next week. But they are preparing. You know, they're letting some things go a little early. Like they got the Jackson kayaks for 30% off. They also got the Bonafide and the Native 15% to 20% off on some models. And they're also doing something different. You'd have to call a store to really get how this works. It's any purchase over $2,000, you get 5% store credit back. So basically, you get whatever 5% of $2,000 is to spend on clothing or accessories if you buy a kayak, or it doesn't have to be a kayak. It could be ski clothes, and you get you a set of goggles or whatever, however that works. And then at under $2,000, you get 3% store credit. And so that's a little deal they run in right now. I think that's going to go through the whole sale of the fall sale they have. And also, they got a demo Hobie PA360 for sale. That's an incredible price. The boat's only a year old. It's $3,000. That's a $6,000 boat. Yes, it does have a scratch on it or something like that, but you know what? That boat's got a lot of life in it. In fact, I'm fishing one out of 10 years right now. It's just checking out my numbers on some old boats I got. But yeah, they're tearing it up over there for sure, man. I highly suggest hit one of the locations, Baton Rouge, Covington, or New Orleans, right there in Carlton Avenue. Go see John or Val at the other stores, and they'll be glad to help you out in any way. They do repairs also on the kayaks if y'all have problems with that.
One of the few places that does those repairs. Yeah, get in touch with the Massey's. Yeah. Three locations, New Orleans, Baton Rouge, and also in Covington. Eric, we got the Lafayette Club, having their Cajun Classic today. It's a slam tournament. They're probably all out on the water right now. What was the latest info you got on that area?
Well, you know, everything's a secret when they got those big tournaments going on. It's a slam tournament, the Cajun Classic. That's our sister club, the Lafayette Club, and, speckled trout, redfish, flounder, and they're fishing Big Lake. So the only report that I could pull out of one of our friends, we know who he is, he'll be on the radio next week, is they have reds on the South Shore.
That's what I got. Who you. I know who you're talking
about. Yeah, you know who I'm talking about, Mr. Sneaky himself. So, it should be a good term, but they have been catching some fish, what I've picked up on. I've seen some flounder, some nice flounder caught, and some trout and stuff like that. So it should be a good tournament. It's also a Hobie qualifier, as well as the Falling Tide tournament, which is going to be held out at Empire, which I can't wait to eat at the Ponderosa, the Delta Marina. And that's going to be another slam tournament. It qualifies you for the Hobie Worlds if you win it.
All right, well, we got to Ride the Bull. We can't do a report without talking about that coming up next week. It's going to be a real special one because some of the bulls that are caught are going to be spawned at the Mississippi's fish hatchery and returned to restock in the Louisiana waters. But you've been down there. In fact, you got an invitation here on a text board from the Lafayette Yacker. He wanted me to let you know. He said, tell Raccoon Feet to join us. We have room for you at his camp. So there you go. You got a bed.
That's only if he brings that Jameson Boudin will come in biscuits. You know how he makes them good.
The Boudin biscuits. Yeah, he'll have that along with some good coffee. So what advice do you give to people that's going to be fishing in that maybe for their first time?
The Ride the Bull, look, the Ride the Bull is a great tournament, especially for the beginners, because it's simple. They can anchor up. They have boats that can help you if you have any trouble. And their camaraderie is just phenomenal. My suggestion is a life preserver. Hydrate. Don't drink a bunch the night before. Hydrate. Stay hydrated. Get a 100-foot anchor line with 2 foot of anchor, 8 pounds of anchor chain, which is about 2 foot if you get the right size. And I use a Danfork anchor. That's an argument that everybody's going to have. Danfork works for me. And just throw it out there, sit, get you a whole crab, throw it out in the bottom. Your bigger, I believe that your bigger reds are going to eat crab. That's what they eat, you know, and that's kind of something I've been waiting on with the new change in the redfish laws, is to see the population of crabs, because I remember when things changed after the gill netting and crabs were down a little bit. But, yeah, I highly suggest using a crab. It's fun. Stay hydrated. Bring an umbrella, you know, because sometimes you're sitting there, man, and it gets hot and the fish aren't, you know, biting right away and you're kind of bored. But that umbrella can save you a little bit, you know, a little bit of trouble. A little pop-up umbrella will do you a big favor. Drink your water. Have a good time. The food's good. Everybody's in a good mood. But, you know, anybody's willing to help you out there. You know, you can find some of the older guys like Chris Holmes and the Lafayette Yak and all of that. And those senior guys who've been around since the beginning of this club will be glad to answer any questions or help you in any way.
I think Brendan's going to be down there too. And speaking of those crabs, I'm with you on fishing the crabs for the bulls. You don't catch as many fish, but they're quality fish. And if you use mullet, you end up with a lot of trash. You get those, you know, hard heads, and you also get the channel cats and that kind of stuff, you know. So the gaff tops, they don't seem to want the crabs as much as the bull reds do. Well, Erica, you're talking about Port Sulphur. You managed to catch some fish with almost no tide. Got 1.9. Should be a hot spot this weekend, huh?
Yeah, actually, me and the King are going out tomorrow. I think we're going to go a little north of Port Sulphur and hit Myrtle Grove just because of time, and try and beat the heat, get in there and before daylight and get out right at about 11, try and pull the boats out at noon and call it a day. That's the way I've been running these trips lately. It's just too hot to keep people that aren't used to the heat out there like it is. Again, stay hydrated. I use that liquid IV stuff. It's phenomenal. And just fish. The redfish last week were finicky. We could see them. You know, they just wouldn't take the bait. It's all about the tide. They did have some feeding. We caught those, but just not much action, really. It was really a tough day. We ended up with a handful of fish. Still a great day on the water. I highly suggest anybody has the opportunity to get out there when they can. It's a great state we live in.
And, Eric, somebody wants to learn kayak fishing, booking the trip with you. Way to do that. Find out if it's really for them. Learn a lot of things. Tell them how to get a hold of you. Besides my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, how else can they reach you?
Well, Don, they can get a hold of me. The easiest way is 504-313-8292. Just send me a text or a call. A text is better. Or you can get in touch with me on Facebook, the Louisiana Kayak Company, or Instagram, the Louisiana Kayak Company. Real easy to find. They can call Massey's, too, if they need me. If they forget the number, it's real simple to find me. So, Don, we're getting ready to go tear it up.
I know. And kayaking, you know, changed your life. You were a bay boat guy and opened up a whole new world, and I'm sure it does for a lot of people. So I suggest at least give it a try, and, you know, you never know. You may find a new hobby. Eric, thanks so much for all the info. We really appreciate it, my friend. Have a good weekend.
All right, Don, y'all have a great one, and have a good day, and be safe out there. Stay hydrated.
Absolutely. All right, there he goes, Captain Eric Mahabarak, Louisiana Kayak Company.